Hello there, listeners of the podcast. This is Jim Egan.
This is Pat Egan.
And really quick, we are so loving the fact that you want to listen to us. But just a reminder, this episode is going to be a little bit explicit.
A little spicy.
If you will. We just want to make sure that you know that some content in today's episode is going to be kind of gone over. And we're looking at you to get maybe little Timmy out of the room before you start the episode.
Yeah, get the kids out of the room for sure.
But it's still enjoyable, and I'm sure you get a nice laugh, so enjoy.
Enjoy.
Mouth Breather.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the Mouth Breather podcast. My name is Jim Egan, and Daddy is not home.
Papa left for smadges.
His papa left for smadges, and he never came back. Pat is away right now, and but he'll be back on his spirit quest by next week.
So I'm your daddy now.
new daddy is Stretch. You may remember him from Elastic Skin Operation from season one, and he is my roommate. So we decided to make things easy, and me and Stretch are just going to be chilling out for a little bit.
It's going to be a good'un.
It's going to be a good'un. Stretch, how do you like being my roommate?
Well, you know, it's going pretty well, but you got to stop using my fucking toothpaste, bro.
Dude! I used it like once.
No, I'm just playing.
No, you're not, because you hit it.
I did hide it. I was like, he's been using it. I'm going to see what happens if I take it away.
Oh my God, dude. I only used it once, I swear.
No, I know. I don't care. It was literally a joke scene, and I knew the other one was in there, so it was cool.
The one that tastes like poo. But
the prescription one, the extra strength.
Yeah, extra strength apparently tastes like poo, so.
Well, excuse the fuck out of me for keeping your teeth nice.
The dentist is like, you've been talking to Stretch recently, have you?
It's like, whoa, you must have teeth problems.
Wow. No, dude, oh my God, Stretch just slammed his shin against the coffee table.
You guys didn't see that.
No, they didn't. Stretch also has been, I'm trying to catch up. I really am. Stretch came home and he's like, I'm going to go over to the neighbors really quick. And then he comes back, slams the door open. He's like, bro, he gave me so much vodka. And then, so Eric's a little tipsy. And no. As you can hear from the beginning, a little smoky smokes.
Yeah, welcome to legal Illinois.
Welcome to legal Illinois!
Not that I paid for this legal.
No. Okay. Anyway, but no, dude, I love being your roommate. It's so much fun.
Is it really?
It is fun, dude.
You mean that, right?
I so mean that.
All right, good.
You mean that, right? That was like earlier at work when we're getting groceries, and I was like, I felt like Eric's mom, because like I went to go get groceries by myself, and I was like, I'll get you those chips that you like. I literally said those words.
Oh,
like,
thanks, mom.
And then I was like, what else did I say? I was like, and I got you a coffee creamer last time because I'm a good friend. And you're like, yeah, you are. There's your validation. But no, dude, you're so much fun to live with. There's only one thing I could think of that is not fun, and that's the poppers, the little poppers, the
what?
The ghosts.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah, don't worry, you'll get used to that.
No, yeah. So like, I'm not gonna lie. There's I see some apparitions sometimes in the apartment.
Still?
They've been going away lately. But I remember when we first started living here, remember I used to like tell you all the time, like, I'm like, dude, I saw some weird ass shit the other night. And then we have a lot of sage. So we use.
Yeah, I've been using the sage regularly.
You know,
yeah.
It smells great. It does smell. I know that some people don't
like
the
smell.
It's like
pretty pungent, actually. But if you can deal with it, it's not so bad.
What would you compare it to?
Marijuana.
No way.
It smells like hemp, but I mean, it's not
like
weed.
Smell
it
like
smells
hemp.
Like, it's a burning herb, though.
It
I mean, for
like
someone who didn't know what weed smelled like, they'd be like, oh, it smells like weed. They're smoking marijuana.
You fucking narc.
Fucking narc.
Dude, can you imagine just like, what would you do? So for those who don't know what like a like a, what would you call a clump of sage? Like, what would you call it? A bundle?
It's a bundle. It's a smudge bundle.
It's a smudge bundle of sage. You're supposed
to smudge the sage. Yeah, yeah. It's that Reiki shit.
So, what would you do, Stretch, if you took this smudge bundle and like you lit it and you were just like pretend to walk around with it like down the street? I think for sure you'd get pulled over.
Well, first I'd have to look up some like fucking like Aramaic language type quotes or something, and I would perfect them first.
Yes.
And then I would just yell that shit as loud as I could
while saging the neighborhood.
Like fucking saging random people on the street. I'd be like, you know, like giving them the crisscross applesauce all around their fucking bodies and whatnot. And then they'd be free of demons.
Yeah.
I'm doing them a favor.
Yeah, you're doing a service to the neighborhood by saging people. They're lucky I'm around. They should be thanking me.
Where's my fucking compensation?
Oh man. We do have some kind of interesting neighbors though. Like
I actually like our neighbors a lot. Yeah, it's a pretty really good mixing pot. Over here, I feel like.
I think the term is melting pot, but whatever.
The fuck, dude. I don't care. Lots of peeps.
Lots of peeps in this Easter basket. But we've only gotten one complaint in the 3 months. That was so fucking funny.
It's great, though, because I was making the disturbance. Jim got blamed. It was perfect.
I'm like in the bathroom about to take a shower, and then... and I know like Eric is a little litty even now and then, but you know, Eric was like really jamming out, and we'll talk about this. He's jamming out to like your Little Peep.
I was bumping it.
You were bumping,
loud.
Bro.
Yeah, it was loud.
And then
I didn't really realize how loud it was,
dude. Well, so here's the thing.
Doesn't help with the subwoofers.
No, yeah. So Eric has subwoofers connected to his fucking computer, and can we just talk about how it's funny? Like, you look at my laptop, and then you look at your computer, and like
it's a battle station, yeah.
Bro, my laptop can like barely withstand a breeze, and your battle station is like, I don't know, dude. It's crazy.
I take my computer seriously.
You do, and like I should. But here, so anyway, Eric's like bumping just like the fucking like the bricks off the wall. I think you said, and I quote.
I was going to say, I was having so much fun that my chair was shaking. I was really enjoying
that's
it.
That's like my favorite quote. You're like, so anyway, hang on. So like I hear pounding from the bathroom, and I'm like, at first I thought that was Eric. Cause I'm like, he gets into it. Sometimes you like, you
yeah,
know,
go
but
pretty
like,
ham,
yeah. you go pretty ham. And then I realized that these are knocks. And so I like put on just a pair of shorts.
I ignored him.
You ignored his ass. Dude. And like, so I put on a pair of shorts and I'm shirtless and I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And then he's just like, can you guys please turn down the radio? He called it the radio.
Yeah, what a fucking noob.
It's actually an Alienware processor.
Do you understand the technological equipment that I'm using right now?
It's insane. It'll blow your fucking gourd. But yeah, so like, I had to tell him sorry and shit, and I'm just like, I go in your room, I'm like, dude, I just got blamed for your, it hit me on the four steps it is from the front door to your room, where I'm like, bro, I'm not even making the noise, how come I'm taking the fucking fall?
No, I appreciate that though, thank you for taking the fall.
No problem, bro, I got you. But
I got carried away. Yeah.
Well, you see, you recognize that now, but. When I went up to Eric and told him that he was being too loud, he's just like, so what? I'm lit. It's fine. I'm having fun. And like, dude, living with you is just like, it's different without a doubt, but it's good. Like, it's a good different.
I mean, I clean this motherfucking bitch like once a week.
You clean this place all the time.
It's pretty nice.
It is really nice. Eric's a very clean dude. He's way cleaner than me. And like, I don't think I'm like quote unquote a slob. I'm pretty Eric's like, yeah, you're a fucking slob, dude.
No, you're not.
I'm normal clean. If
yeah,
that kind of makes
yeah,
sense.
I was going to say, yeah, like that, it is normal. I'm just like,
you're like
a freak about it, but I don't care. Like, that's why I don't mind doing it. So,
well, so I always ask Eric to like, wake me up inside. I can't wake up. But whenever he's cleaning, I'm just like, dude, like, wake me up and then I'll help you out. And then like, I'll wake up at like 10 o'clock, and Eric's like, yeah, I've been up since 5, and I already cleaned up everything. And I'm like, bro, like, are you like afraid to wake me up or something? Or do you just kind of like,
no? No, I just like don't like waking people up because it's like, I don't know, I just don't want to wake you up.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I don't mind doing it, so.
I know. It's fine. But dude, so Eric recently told me about this thing called Crap Cleaner off my laptop. And, okay, so this may not be the most interesting story, but, like, honestly, I just thought it was, like, fascinating. So Eric, like, noticed my laptop was, like, running
extremely slow. Like, it was from fucking, it's, like, running Windows 95 or something, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So... That's a good noise. That's good.
What noise?
What are you talking about? So Eric's like, dude, download Crap Cleaner. By the way, not sponsored. And he's like, just give it a go and let's see what happens. So like I did it and I was just like, it gave me the results. And I was like, yo, stretch. And like the amount of times I have to just yell throughout the apartment, yo, stretch. And I was like, dude, how much is 36,000 megabytes?
That's a lot.
And you're like, dude, that's 36 gigs. So I'm like, yeah, that's how much it just took off my laptop. It's like, I'm trying to convert that into like weight for like a person. That has to be about like what? Like, if you think
36
about it.
Gigs is, I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of crap.
I would say that's like losing 36 pounds instantly.
Pretty, kind of.
Yeah. Can you imagine just like with an app, you just drop 36 pounds.
Just bam. Just like that.
Dude. So like now my computer runs so well. Another reason why I like having Eric around, because it's like at my mom's house, I was like the tech person, but I wasn't that good. But Eric takes it to like a whole other level. But like, so yeah, that's another big reason why I like having you around.
Because there's no computers, yeah.
Yeah, except the only problem we run into is that, and there was like a post, it's like, they're talking about like temperature people, and it's like,
A
78 can't live with like a 70 or something like that. And then like, so Eric does not mind the heat. Eric is like made for like fucking like Las Vegas,
like
weather.
The desert. Yeah,
Eric. Up. Eric's good. Like funny enough, we like me and Eric both partake not together, but in baths. And
oh yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, and Eric's like, yeah, when I get in, I just like the water boiling hot.
I gotta practice for when I gotta burn in hell.
Yeah, of course. Because my dad's like, yeah, you are. It's funny because he listens. Hey, Mr. Egan. But like, and then I'm the complete opposite. Like, I took like an ice bath like the other night and shit, and like I take cold showers. I like this bitch fucking freezing. One time Eric went over to my mom's house into my basement where I normally hang out.
Dude, that shit was like a fucking ice box.
Dude.
You guys had it was like really cold. You had the window open and it was like, I don't know, it was 30. Really cold. It was very cold out.
Eric had to wear his jacket. Yeah. And I'm chilling in a coat. T-shirt and I'm like, sup. And now we're living with each other. So yeah, we found out that AC is expensive as fuck. Well,
76 is a fair median for the two of us. I wear a hoodie. Jim wears nothing. You know, shorts and t-shirt or whatever. Yeah.
I've been utilizing my Keep Calm and Legalize It tank top.
Yeah, right. That you're afraid to wear in public.
Because it's stupid.
Dude, they'll know.
They'll know I smoke the reefers. But anyway, no, dude, living with you is great. And even though that the ghosts sometimes come out, but you sage them
away.
They're
here for me, bro. You don't got to worry about them.
I know, but like, so Eric's like, dude, just remember, you're alive.
You're the one in charge.
You're the one in charge. I'm sorry about that pop filter. I don't know what the deal is.
It's cool. Y'all are going to get a cool squeak every now and then.
Yeah, they just got one. But anyway, dude, so I want to talk more like about music because we had a really, and it sucks. This always happens. Like as I'm setting up for the podcast, we'll just start chit chatting. And then like me and Eric had like this cool in-depth conversation about, we can hear that. And so not only does Eric drink, smoke pot, smoke cigarettes.
Dude, he also, stop calling me out. Shit.
He also vapes.
Wow. Make me sound terrible. I don't try. excuse me.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
God forbid I want to live.
But like, dude, we'll just like rehash kind of what we talked about. Stretch, you have by far one of the most diverse music taste I've ever seen.
Like, there's people out there, I feel like everyone likes to say, I listen to everything. It's like, no, you don't.
And like, don't be wrong, it's like, Stretch, you don't listen to everything, but like, no. God damn, dude, you cover a lot of ground though.
I listen
to
a lot. Yeah.
So like Eric on site, you can probably just like, just from looks alone, he tells you that he listens to metal. You'll probably believe him because just like that's just kind of like the aura that you give off a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's yeah.
And the tattoos.
That's what I come from, I guess. Yeah.
But like, but Eric also like, and when did like your love for like, kind of like that like hip hop, kind of like Lil Peep stuff, like when did that even start? Because it wasn't when I first met you. At least I don't know. Maybe it was.
No, I mean, that probably goes back to when I was in high school. I used to chill with a couple of buddies who, like, stayed out in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
My buddy Hayes. You've heard me talk about Hayes.
Yeah, Hayes.
And then my buddy Droz and shit like that. And we would go around and we'd do some shit. And they listened to a lot of hip-hop. And they would listen to, like, they knew a couple of dudes from LEP Bogus Boys and stuff. So I knew them. Like, I knew Chicago rap. But that's okay. About it.
Right on.
Yeah.
No, because, like, so
it's always been there. And, like, you know, I had my little stint with the whole EDM music crap.
Oh yeah, dude.
That was fun. Holy. I still appreciate it too. I don't hate on music. Like, there's a lot of people out there that are like, I won't listen to a certain genre just because I believe it's better no matter what. And it's like, I don't really agree with that. I don't know.
No, yeah. So, dude, that's up to you if you want to tell some of your fucking stories about the EDM days. Because I mean,
those are pretty heavy.
I've heard almost all of them. Like, maybe I haven't. I don't know. There's probably some stories I haven't heard of. But I've heard a lot of funny, like, dude, just, like, crazy. Like, so there's one night when me and Eric were not living with each other, and we were just kind of, like, talking about stuff we used to do when we were, like, in high school. And, like, I thought I was, like, so cool because I would be, like, yeah, I used to, like, sneak out and, like, either play Frisbee with my friends at the park or maybe, like, we all share a beer in a garage or, like, smoke hookah and stuff and, like, whatever. Then Eric's like, yeah, dude, that's pretty cool. So I used to, like, go to the, like, where did you go, like, sometimes?
Wow, we would go to the east side. We'd go to the east side. We normally go to, like, I don't know, do, like, 16th and Throop Street usually, stuff like God. That, like, right over there. And we'd, I don't know, there was these underground parties we'd go to. It was like, yeah, World of Source and Infrared. There were these little underground party companies, and you'd call this phone number an hour before the party was supposed to start, and there'd be an automated message on there giving you the address, and then you'd go there, and it was like a party in either like an abandoned warehouse or a house or a building or a loft, or it could be anything. It could be anything.
And it could be anywhere.
You never knew. Yeah, you never knew. It was always somewhere on the east or the west side usually, though. And it was always fun as fuck, but like sometimes it would get raided by the cops and like you'd have to run. And that was kind of cool too.
Cause that was
like
kind of fun.
You'd be running through, you know, I don't know, somewhere in Chicago at like 3 a.m. with like no shirt on and you don't know where you are. And
you're definitely
it was
probably
exhilarating.
You're probably drinking a lot of beers that night. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I did not drink at that point in my life, really.
Okay.
No,
that was like a wink, wink.
Oh, yeah. We were drinking beer.
Officer, I'm just drunk off beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're just like crunching your teeth together. No, dude, like you lived quite the fucking.
But like that was dope. And then, you know, I've always been really heavy into the metal scene. I go to a lot of metal shows. And
so like
that.
That's what I'm most like know you about. Four, if that kind of makes sense. Like, but then dude, like, so even like last year, Eric and I is like kind of like bonded over, like,
that was like our first show together, which is so weird, I think, too.
What, Bridge City Center?
Is that what you're about to bring up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was our first show,
dude,
together.
We had.
Which is like astounding to me because I go to so many concerts and like so do you.
I know, but we just don't go together.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's always different shit.
But like, I mean, there's definitely stuff that like, so especially with metal, it's like, I wouldn't mind going to like a Black Dahlia show.
Ooh, like if I could get Jim to come to a Black Dahlia or like a Thy Art Is Murder show and God. Throw him in the middle of the shit,
no.
I think he would love it.
No.
I think he would.
I don't know.
Nah, you'd have fun.
Dude,
it's really high energy.
It's a ton
of fun. So and you get angry. That's
I know. But like, so Eric, I was like, dude, how's that Thy Art Is Murder show? Which is like this metal band. And He was like, dude, it's great. The first thing they show off is like these two giant glowing upside down crucifixes. And I'm just like, right?
Pentagrams. I think you're thinking of Carnifex. And that was dope. And yeah, two huge fucking pentagrams, like neon. It was dope. I loved it.
It was dope.
Loved every second of it.
Dude, you know, it's funny. Like whenever, so the last podcast, we talked about like the living room. And I was like, you're like at work or something. And I was like, yeah, like, because like I was talking about how I see apparitions sometimes in the apartment. And I'm like, yeah, because like over there we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 7 upside down crosses and 1 pentagram on the wall.
Sorry, that's my bad.
And meanwhile, over in like, dude, so the left of the room is like summer cottage. And then you get to the right of the room and it's like... What? I don't even know what... But dude, look at this. It's like a recliner with like a little red blanket on top with like a Nathaniel Ratliff thing. And you got a little flag and a little nice lamp and shit. And then you hit Gonzo, which is our mascot for the house, basically, which is a horned pumpkin man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then we have go over to Eric's corner where... I mean, the tree... And by the way, here's the thing. If you don't know what these things are, then yeah, you're going to be like, what the fuck? But like, I know what these are.
It's just like a Trio poster. And
Alkaline
like
Trio is like... They're awesome.
The Iron Tour poster, the protest shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, protest the hero, I mean, the band.
Yeah. Was there a protest? Was there a band called Protest?
No, but I just, there's a lot of protests in general, so I didn't want to like assume like, oh, he must have protest shit hanging up. Like, no, that's not the case.
The band Protest the Hero. But, dude, the Trio poster is like one of my favorite things, though.
Yeah, that one is really cool.
For sure. But, yeah, dude, so, I mean, we're talking about it, and it's just like how you more or less... So some people go about music just like on kind of like the beat alone, which I think you do... Sometimes I'm just guessing here, like for like your EDM kind of like love, it's like I would imagine there's not a ton of substance in EDM. So I mean, there can
be. It depends.
No,
I'm really picky with it, honestly. Like I wouldn't say I have an EDM love. Like I don't know. I liked the artists that I liked, but I was very peculiar about it. And like as a whole, I'm really not a fan of the genre entirely. But like the ones that stand out to me a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and like it's like that with most genres, but like then again, I am like you said, all over the place. Like I listen to everything, dude.
Oh, so here we'd even like talk about this. Our first concert together, which was
Bridge City Sinners,
dude. So much fucking fun. That was so much fun. So when me and Eric first started hanging out 6 years ago,
was it really that long ago?
6 years ago, dude.
Holy fuck!
Isn't it crazy? I sometimes think it's funny that like. I didn't know it, but like it's like when I first walked in and I saw this tall motherfucker, and I'm just kind of like, if someone were to tell me like you guys are gonna be roommates, I would have been like, what? You know, like but here we are.
Yeah.
But so me and Eric a couple of years later, I showed him some artists like, dude, that thing sucks. I don't know why it's doing that. It's because we're holding
I'm them. Sorry.
No, don't. It keeps squeaking. But like, so. Sorry, Eric couldn't control his bladder like a baby, and now he had to go pee.
Like you said earlier, I just came from the neighbors where I consumed half a fifth of vodka.
And now I'm talking on the internet.
Now I'm talking on the internet.
So I showed Eric some like kind of like creepy folk bands, and one of them was like Harley Poe, and then I showed you Bridge City Sinners, and yes. Like you didn't grasp it right away. You're kind of like, this is cool.
Well, the very first time you showed me, I remember Harley Poe stuck out a lot, and I think you only showed me like one Bridge City song, and it might not have been the one that like really caught my attention, but like
I think then I showed you St. James Infirmary, and then you were like, okay. This is dope.
And then, dude, yeah, out of nowhere, man, I went like crazy.
Dude,
on it.
So I showed Eric this one song, and he's like, this is sick. And then 3 days later, he was like, yeah, I just binged their entire discography. And he's like, and they have a show next month. And yeah. I'm like, oh, bro, let's go. And then, yeah, it kind of like dawned on us that we didn't go to a show before. So actually, this is actually kind of a funny fucking story. So we went, we got in an Uber, we were gonna go. And then We took.
Oh God!
Yeah,
that was my fault. Yeah,
Eric's like, are you ready tonight? This is gonna be sick.
I know.
And he got me all revved up and ready to go. And then, so we get into an Uber, and we get to Reggie's. We Uber from the South Side to Reggie's Rock Club, and
luckily not too far.
Yeah, it's not terribly far, but it was like what?
It's like a 15-minute ride.
Yeah. Well, it was like a $30 Uber. It was 20 or 30 or some shit like that.
It was. I think it was 20 bucks.
So we get there and we show them like our tickets and the guy's like, oh, like, yeah, we can't let you guys in. And then we're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then the guy's like, this show is next week. And I'm like, bro, I look at Eric. I'm like, dude, and, like, I called off work. And me and Eric are like, oh, man, we're dum-dums. And then we're like, you know what? Fuck it. We're already here. And we're like, are there any shows tonight? And then he's like, oh, yeah, there are.
He was like, what was it? It was a ska group or something?
It was like a ska festival.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 20 ska bands. And then me and Eric are like, we'll go upstairs and eat because we don't like ska.
Just not the biggest fan of trumpets.
Dude, Eric hates ska. You hate it.
I don't like ska. Yeah, that's the one thing that I'm like, no, sorry.
Is it too happy for you?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I'll never forget the one time I went to that Streetlight Manifesto show, and there was like a build-up, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they split up, and there's a big circle. And I'm like, all right, here we fucking go. This is something I recognize. And then the build-up comes. Then finally, it drops. And then I start pushing people and hitting them and shit. And then they're all looking at me like I'm a fucking dickbag because I'm trying to have fun and they're kicking their little legs around. And I'm like, what's going around? Like, I did not know that was a thing. Like, I was like, what's going on? Like, I've seen the hardcore dancing, you know, where like the hardcore kids will like swing their fists and go crazy and try to like knock people out. But I don't really like that.
That shit sucks.
But I was expecting a normal, like, you know, I don't know, like a pit, like not like nothing too violent, but fun.
Yeah.
You know, something a little more uppity.
Yeah.
And then they're like linking arms and like, they're like kicking. They're like, I thought it was like the Russian dance or something. I don't know.
it's called skanking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I knew that. I forgot the word for it, but yeah, I knew that.
Do yourself a favor, podcasters. Look up skanking on YouTube. We should look up a skanking tutorial. Guarantee that there's someone on the internet trying to be like, this is how you skank at a ska show.
Yeah, so that did me in for ska.
Yeah. But anyway, 1 week later, we did go to the show, and holy fucking shit, we had so much fucking fun. So,
yeah, that was great. That was awesome.
So I spent like $85 in alcohol for the night.
You were drinking old fashions or something, weren't you?
I was drinking some old fashions. I was drinking like everything that night.
Yeah,
dude.
You were having fun.
And I was talking to the most hardcore looking chicks I could find.
She was like, talking to the chicks with tats on their face and shit. It was great. Like, no fear. Like, I was like, damn, I want to talk to that girl, but I'm too much of a bitch.
And then, like, this girl who could, like, barely speak because she has piercings all around her mouth. She's like, how are you doing? And I'm just kind of like, hi. my name's Jimmy. I have 3 tattoos. 2 small ones, 1 medium one. Oh my God. But we were like the loudest for Bridge City. And Bridge City was opening. And like me and Eric sound like such fucking hipsters. Because we were like, Bridge City should have their own fucking, their own thing.
They should have been headlining.
They should have been. That Coffin Cats, eh.
Or they were cool, but it wasn't like my style exactly. No. But I still enjoyed it. Like, it was dope.
Everything
show.
Was
it was
enjoyable.
Cool as fuck. But
the Deadly Gallows or whatever.
Fuck yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah.
But during like the first band, so me and Eric have a borderline obsession with the lead singer.
Oh, Libby's awesome.
Look up Libby Lux on Instagram.
She's so awesome. She DM'd me on Instagram and Jim was so mad.
Dude, because that's bullshit.
So mad. I mean, it was like the Bridge City page, but it was her.
Dude. It was totally her. Dude, so like during the show, like we have like this, me and Eric both have like this huge crush on like the lead singer of the Bridge City Sinners. And the first band, it's hard to miss her. She's got like what kind of yellow would you say?
Oh, it was like honeybee yellow. Like it was neon.
It was almost like neon yellow. And like I like bumped over, like I bumped elbows with Eric. I'm like, dude, that's her. That's her over there.
No, I pointed her out to you. Okay. If you remember correctly, I was like, I spotted her because she had the hat on. I was like, that's fucking
Oh,
her.
Yeah, because it was a Black Craft cult hat. And you were like, that's definitely her.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine, like, me and Eric.
Fangirling.
Dude, so, like, she's, like, jamming out, and me and Eric just, like, we don't get, like, right next behind her, but we get.
Oh, we inched our way
inched our way over to her, and we're, like, looking at her and stuff.
I hope she can listen to this someday. I'm gonna send this podcast to them in hopes that they just listen to it.
Oh my god, the Bridge City Centers, they're, you know, like, folk punk has like a weird
They deserve stigma. So much more recognition, man.
I call them murder folk.
They are so awesome.
They are so much fun. If you guys like
if you have dark not listened lyrics, to the Bridge City Centers, you are missing out.
Dude, they're especially around Halloween, they are like the perfect Halloween music.
No, any time of year.
I agree, but for those who
every day's Halloween if you're stretching.
Every day's Halloween if you're stretching. But they're really good. And then when they went on, me and Eric were like the loudest too. We were screaming. We were like,
we were the most lively people. We were the most lively.
Me and Eric danced together, which I don't think we've ever done that either. Like, we were dancing with each other. We were going so hard. And then Libby looked at us both and was like, I wish I could take you two with me on every stop of this tour. And then me and Eric melted like ice cream. We were like, oh my god.
What?
And really Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, we're like, nah.
Dude, are we gonna score?
Dude, we're gonna score. And then, like, we met up with her afterwards. Like, this sounds so weird because we keep talking about. And then we met up with her afterwards. And then we met her by the
merch booth.
The merch booth. And then she was like, I think she hugged us, which was, oh my fucking god. Are we having technical difficulties? Is it off? The pop
filter's off. Hold on.
Here's a word from our sponsor.
Ad time!
Oh, hey there, Patrick.
Jimmy, what's going on?
Not much, man. I am very sorry to interrupt our amazing, wonderful, handsome, and hilarious podcast, but there's just something I have to mental birth into the world right now.
What's that?
That, you know, not having a home, and quite frankly, being homeless is, like, kind of a drag.
Yeah, or even just, like, wanting to move out. That could be an issue, too.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there is, like, one person I think we know that could help people out with that.
Oh, is that
Ed Whalen? Yeah, from Keller Williams Elite. He's a real estate agent that we know. So I hear that Ed actually works with buyers, sellers, and even renters.
Yeah, and if you are renting, Ed Services doesn't cost any money.
Any money?
No, it's a win-win because he takes care of the scheduling, the back and forth dialogue, and negotiations. You just get to sit back and relax and let that trustworthy individual handle all your stuff.
That's amazing. Now, like, how trustworthy is he, Pat?
Well, I've had about 5 conversations with Ed Whalen, and I have no reason to believe that he would rob me.
Oh, see, that's amazing right there.
No, but in all seriousness, he's a great guy, and he's only been very generous to me, and I would work with him.
Oh, for sure. And it also helps that Keller Williams Elite is an equal housing opportunity.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
I know. They're so equal and such housing.
In these times, you need that.
Oh, yeah. The opportunity.
For all.
Is it? Yes. Equalness. Anyway.
I love that.
Yeah, so do I, dude. Equalness is cool. Yeah. But anyway, if you have any sort of questions, be sure to look up Ed Whalen from Keller Williams Elite. And we're going to get right back to the podcast.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Huh, ka-ching. That was easy.
And that was a word from our sponsors. Well, not stretches, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it
feel? Fuck that company.
Oh, dude, no! They give us money!
That's getting cut.
Oh, my God. That's funny. So, anyway, We met up with the lead singer of the Bridge City Sinners at the merch table, and basically, I mean, the only funny part of the story after this is, like, we fangirled in front of Libby, and then and then we're leaving, and then I was like, dude, I gotta take a mad pee-pee.
Oh, God, are you really about to say
this?
Yeah,
dude.
Oh, God.
This is why I kind of hope they don't hear this. So we find this old van.
We just went behind the venue. We went to the corner and around
dude,
it. We didn't go far.
We did it. And I just had to take a mad ass pee-pee.
Yeah, we both had to piss real bad, but I didn't.
He didn't pee where I peed. So, like, I find this old van. I'm like, oh, this is like, this will block me. And I kind of like pissed on the van a little bit. And I was just kind of like,
a little bit.
I mean emptied my entire fucking bladder on this van because I was hammered. And then we went on our merry way. And then like a month later, Eric is like, do you have any idea what you did? And I'm like, what? And then he sends me a video of the Bridge City Centers, their time in Chicago. And they show us what they're driving to tour around in, and it's the van that I pissed on.
It was like that Tour My Van show on, yeah, they do it out of Chicago.
Yeah, and I pissed on their van.
And it was right where it was parked. It was and exactly everything. Like they literally did it at like 3 p.m. that day, and you were peeing on it at fucking 11.
By 8 hours later, I was taking a piss on that, and I felt terrible. I am so sorry. I was just so drunk.
Peed on Jack Jack, I think that's what they named
the van's
it.
Called Jack Jack, and I took a big pee pee on him. But yeah, that sucked. I felt kind of bad about that.
Yeah,
I
totally
one.
Didn't know.
It's not like I was like, this band sucks.
We'll go piss on their shit.
Piss on their tour van. I can mark that off my calendar. Or the one time I accidentally pissed on a homeless dude, and like, you were there for that. Me and Eric and another person that will kind of remain nameless, just because. We don't want to get him in trouble. No.
Oh.
And we used to do hood rat shit, and we used to fucking take like 40s or just beer in general and walk down the Riverwalk downtown. And then sometimes you drink beer, it you know, you got to go take a pee pee.
Every now and then you just got to brown bag it.
You just got to brown bag it, bro. And then so we're entering the end. I had to really pee, and then like I found like this bush that had like a it was like fence, and then bush. And
it was
then,
like right by one of those ramps on the little river.
Yes, and then I'm peeing, and then like I'm just like just doing my thing. Oh, shit. Well, I'll just censor him. And he goes, dude, what the fuck? And then like I look down, and I'm unfortunately. I didn't see him, but like he was. There's a whole.
Peeing on a man.
I was peeing on a man, and like I immediately.
He's a human being.
Stop! I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. Like I didn't see him, and like, and then like I immediately cut my stream short, which hurt like a fucker. But like still, I was.
It was malt liquor peas.
It was malt liquor peas, you know. And then I like ran away and shit. And luckily, he didn't wake up. I mean. I hope he wasn't dead.
He was probably like, oh, this is warm.
Oh, no. We're just going to say that he was a drunk person, and it came from the bar, and he has a home to go to, maybe. Anyway.
You didn't mean it, though. Mm-mm. It was all in...
I did not look at that person. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do to that guy? I'm going to piss on him, you know? Like, I did not do that.
Yeah.
But anyway. Dude, yeah. So I want to go back, because like, it's just something we can talk... So... I want to go back, like, so how would you describe, because music is kind of like the topic of conversation
tonight.
Yes, of
course, yeah.
So how would you, like, kind of, like, go about your style of music and, like, what kind of music could you appreciate? Like what does it have to have in order for you to like it?
I feel like everyone's favorite line is, like, oh, I like everything but country. And it's like, no, there's some country that's actually pretty fucking good. You just got to dig deep enough, and you got to go, like, far enough back in the years, because like modern day pop shit is like, I don't know, I don't feel like it really deserves to be in that genre, but it still falls in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So
because like
that,
because like we didn't even really like talk about like what Bridge City Centers like sounds like. They're folk.
It's folk music. You have everything from like what banjo to a stand-up bass to a steel belly guitar to a mandolin to you got a bunch of stuff going on in that band.
Yeah. And then, and then you also, Eric also listens to stuff like Wardruna and like
anything from like Nordic folk music to
that one night was so much fun. Me and Eric just got fucking lit, and it was during like it was unfortunately during like all the riots and stuff. So like me and Eric just like hunkered down, and we just stayed in and just drank and shit. But like all we did all night was listen to like Celtic folk music and Nordic folk music, and we were just like just kind of like rating it, kind of. I highly recommend it for those who want to try it, because there is
fun. If you want to listen to Mirker, she's a fucking amazing artist. Like her folk Mirker's music new is amazing. Album. She does Nordic folk and black metal. Like, chick is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, she's insane.
She is really the new album I love. Doesn't even have a name.
Yeah, Folksing.
Folksing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys should check out. And it's Mirker, right? That's who does it? I get mixed up.
Mirker.
Because isn't Wardruna...
Wardruna is different than Mirker, yeah.
Isn't the same girl does Wardruna?
Nope.
Oh, shit. My bad. Then who's Wardruna?
Wardruna is Einar Selvik. He's like the he's the mastermind of Wardruna.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're like a 9-piece band.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you got like, and like with Bridge City Sinners folk and like Mirker folk are very different. Like Mirker is like almost like to the T traditional folk music. It's like
phenomenal.
It's very authentic. Highly recommend it if you guys want to try something different. I really dig it. Just from like it's you. I don't even know what she's saying, but like it's just so pleasant to hear. You know what I'm saying? And the album art's also
fucking
amazing.
Yeah, it is
Norwegian
and Danish. Yeah, it's, yeah. So most of it's not in English.
Yeah. So spoiler, it's gonna be not English.
Yeah.
But it's honestly just very like I forget phonetically pleasing. I guess that's the word. But I highly recommend it. It's dope. But yeah, dude, you definitely bring a lot of spice to the table. One time we were all just chilling out and Pat was over and we're just looking up bands on YouTube and you decided to show Pat a Gilded Cunt by Cradle.
Oh, some Cradle. Yeah.
Some Cradle of Filth.
That's the shit that got me kicked out of CCD, B and the D.
That's a funny story.
A funny story.
Do you mind sharing that one?
So like I was never forced to do like religious shit, but like all my friends were going to like that stupid Catholic, you know, CCD stuff when I was a kid.
Stupid Catholic CCD.
So I wanted like, you know, I was trying to chill with my boys one night and they're like, oh, we're at CCD. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I tell my parents, I'm like, yo, I want to go to this shit. This is where my friends are. So I go there. right? And like, I'm there for probably like a good month or two. And then one day they're like, all right, next time I want you guys to bring music that inspires you and makes you feel close to God. And I'm like, I don't know, probably 11. And I had recently gotten into Cradle of Filth because I was like really listening to like, you know, a lot of metal at that point and stuff. So I brought my brand new Nymphetamine album, which had just dropped. This was like 2005, dude. So like Nymphetamine had just dropped and I brought it in and like on the inside of this album, there's like decaying women like in the walls of hell and stuff. It's like, and they're like nude. There's like boobies and stuff. Like, it's pretty bad. And I played this song for him and like, I didn't even know what the word meant at that age, but yeah, it was a, I played this song and
what was the song?
It was Gilded Cunt by and my CCD teacher told me I could never come back.
Oh my god. Didn't your dad or something?
My dad was there with me and he was dope. Like my dad is, I love my dad because he like wasn't Catholic. My mom was Catholic, but like my dad is like Protestant or something, whatever the fuck that means. I don't even care, but it's not Catholic. So we'd be in there and I remember my CCD teacher, I shit you not, her name was Mrs. Seaman. And this is no bullshit. Her name was Mrs. Seaman. I'm not even lying to you.
Don't say where.
And she was a nun. Oh, God. And she'd be teaching us about like communion and stuff because it was like right around that age. And she was like, yeah, so you got to go and confess to the Father and then take the body of Christ. And she'd be saying all that. And my dad would just look over at me like while she's teaching it to everybody because it was like CCD with a parent. Everyone had a parent with them. And my dad would just look over at me and he'd be like, no, you don't. She'd be like, you need to confess to the priest and tell him all your sins. And my dad'd be like, no, you don't. No, and then she'd be like, and then you got to take the body of Christ and drink the blood. And she'd be like, no, you don't. It was awesome, dude. I loved it. It was great.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't even care. He knew what I was bringing there. He knew I was bringing some fucking heavy metal album.
He probably got a kick out of
my
it.
My dad was like, yeah, bring it.
Yeah, son, you should do that.
He didn't know the name of the song. He was a little shocked when that happened, but so he knew I was bringing a metal album.
So to be fair, you can't understand if you don't listen to metal, you can't understand a word they're saying. Like if you're not familiar with like metal, like for real.
See, I've been listening to vocals like that since I was like 7 years old. So I don't know. It kind of clicks.
No, for sure. But like someone like me, it's like, I can't understand. And I mean, I'm starting to get better, but like, dude, it's like, I can't understand a word they're saying sometimes, you know? But it
takes a trained ear.
It takes a cultured person.
And I mean, even I still have to look up lyrics. Like, I can't catch everything, you know? Yeah.
No, I get that. I just think it's funny that that... So, like, I went to CCD because, like... Our upbringing is so different. It's so fucking different. I had to go to CCD. I first went to Catholic school.
I volunteered. I wasn't forced. You were probably forced.
I was pretty much forced to go to CCD.
I wouldn't be surprised. Most people were.
Yeah, I was pretty much forced. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I understand where it's coming. It's funny. We're talking about religion. And like, that is so not on our itinerary for this podcast. And like, Pat's not here. And like, but like... I was forced, and like, honestly, here's the thing. It's like, knock it all you want, but like, I did maintain, it made me who I am today.
I'm not knocking anything.
No. Should I replay the clip of that stupid Catholic bullshit?
Yeah, that might came out a little harsh.
No, dude, but it's this also makes you for who you are. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, dude, that's you. That's amazing. And me and you, how many religious talks have we had over the years? We've had so many.
Yeah, a good amount.
And then, like, Stretch always makes fun of me because he's just like, gotta watch with Jim. He's one of them Christians. No, but, like, I mean, I don't know, man. It's like, I can take a lot of lessons. I could take and leave a lot, if that makes sense. Like, I'm picky. Like, I like to cut off a lot, too. There's some shit in there that I just flat out don't agree. Like, a man can tell me, like, don't kill someone, and it's like, unless they're gay. You know, it's just like, dude, I'm like...
By all means.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I don't... The first part, you had me. Then the second part, you lost me. You know what I'm saying? It's
they
like
had me in the first half, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, no, I don't like any of that shit. And it's like, unfortunately, it's like... Now, like, there are some people who are, like, getting with the times, and, like, that's awesome. But, like, I don't know. It's like... I always told people, like, and I still stand by this even when I was like a kid. It's like the Ten Commandments, I can get behind all that shit. I could. It's like, yo, don't fuck your neighbor's wife. Yeah. I'd be so pissed if my neighbor fucked my wife, you know? Don't kill anyone. Don't steal my shit. Like, yeah, these are good rules. Then you get to Leviticus and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you're like, what do you mean? Like, you can't eat shrimp and you can't shave your beard. Or else you know what I'm saying? Eric's giving me like a perplexed look. Yes, these are things that are mentioned, by the way.
What?
Yeah, what? But I don't know, man. It's like you kind of talked about it on the last time you were on the podcast, and you made Pat super nervous with what was it?
When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
Keeping It Real. This week on When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong, Eric gets censored for a whole 25 seconds on the podcast. You guys should go check that out. I mean, I might just like throw it in just because for shits and giggles. But like, basically, I had to censor Eric because he was saying some stuff that I don't think people would really like to hear. Oh fuck, that's funny, dude.
Yeah.
Oh man, no, dude, it's never a dull moment with you. There's no doubt about that. Ah, shit. But yeah, dude, so Stretch, you also like write some music, right?
I do, yeah.
So like, what kind of goes into your writing? Because I, you know what, dude, it's like I don't really even ask this even as roommates, and I'm honestly like curious, like what would you say like goes into it? Like what do you if your writing is like a dish, like what are you putting into it? You know?
What am I putting into it?
Yeah, like emotion, like or like lyrical or like influences, you know, it's like anything like that.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I don't know, it's weird. You'd think I'd want to like write and play metal because I'm like so heavily metal influenced, but like believe it or not, the kind of music I like to write and like the stuff that I'm actually more proud of is like way more on like the softer side, you could say.
Acoustic.
Yeah, I mean, not even necessarily acoustic, just with like a clean tone.
You know,
not like heavily distorted, not in drop A or something stupid, you know.
Something stupid.
I don't normally play in drop A. I won't really fuck with anything lower than C, but
yeah.
No, but still, like that's like that's what you'd expect me to play, and like I can write really cool metal riffs and stuff like that, and like it's cool, but it's like at the same time, like I enjoy it, I really enjoy it, but that'd be a thing where like someone else would really have to take the reins when it comes to like writing the rest of it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really fucking with that. And I've never really connected writing with many people in my life. So I kind of just like, I'm all inclusive. I kind of do everything.
You are very, I mean, I've only heard parts of songs that you've written. You know what I'm saying? I've never really,
I kind of like keep it close to the chest. I haven't really like shown a lot of people, but yeah, I know.
Would you ever like play out?
I'd like to. I'm just very critical of myself. So like I have several songs that like I think are finished in my eyes, but
yeah,
I just, you know, I don't know, man. I'm weird. Very critical of myself. And, like, I'm so critical. Like,
you know, so I mean,
but I like them a lot, and like they do mean a lot to me. So.
Yeah, and that's all that matters, dude. But like, there's a one song. I'm gonna change positions because I want to cross my legs. I feel like executive now. There's this one song that I helped Pat record, and it's a very like, for one thing, it was out of Pat's vocal range. It was out of Pat's comfortable vocal range. I think that's how he put it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very like emotional, very deep song. And Pat normally doesn't really give a shit like about his music. As far as like when he writes something good, he will broadcast like, this is good, you know? But I never seen Pat so like, was it good? Is that okay? Like, blah, blah, blah. Cause it was out of his realm of
like, not what you're used to. Kind
exactly.
Of thing.
Yeah. And like, I told him like, dude, this is great. It was so good. And so I kind of like get like the same vibe from you. Cause it's like, I bet it's great. And like, dude, it's like,
it's a little heavy.
Yeah. No, yeah, but like that's just who you are, though.
Yeah,
you know, it's no, like, and yeah. You shouldn't be like ashamed of that, because, and that goes for almost like all people who write music. It's like, just because you write like what you find true and real, you shouldn't be like ashamed of that. Not saying you are ashamed, but like you should like it. You shouldn't be afraid to broadcast that, because it's like, dude, like how many times like we hear of like some mediocre, like perfect example, and I can't even like make fun of them because I don't remember their name, but me and you went to Hearts recently, and like there's like live band, and like they're just playing like, and I'm not knocking this totally, but they're like playing like What I Got by Sublime.
Yeah, that's right,
and
yeah.
Me and Eric are kind of like, all right, like Parrot's like, Eric's like, huh, it is only two chords. You know?
Well, I don't even care about that. Like, music can be simple and amazing, you know, like it doesn't necessarily matter about that, but I feel you. Like, it was just like, it's like covers and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and just because you're writing original stuff that's deep, it's like, dude, sometimes like people need that, you know, like
it's, yeah, like, no, I mean, I'll get to that point. I'm like pretty much there. Like, I've been working on my own. I'm just like, it sucks, dude. Like, I don't know anything about audio engineering necessarily, so I'm trying to figure it out on my own, and I've been learning how to master, and I've been doing little bits here and there, but I can only do so much as I'm learning along the way.
Yeah, dude, you'll get there.
Yeah,
like, for sure. That night at Hearts though was interesting. That was
a great night.
That, so it started off kind of weird.
You didn't know I could auction like that,
dude. So okay, I just get home from work, and like, I shit you not, like I'm tired as fuck, and that. Oh my god! All right. I'm sorry, Eric, do you have something to say to the audience?
Well, no, I had stepped away for a moment to relieve myself, and now I was just saying that Jim's always talking about all these dope tats that he wants, and I'm just like, bro, do it.
Dude, September 8th, I'm getting the Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I forgot about that.
Just like, dude, these taxes are killing me. But
welcome to America.
Welcome to America. So we were at Hearts, and then so Eric, like, okay, so hold on, rewind. So I come home from work, and like, I'm pretty beat. Eric's like, bro, I've been drinking. I want to like. A lot of these stories involve you drinking. Eric doesn't drink as much as I'm talking about.
I was going to say, I'm really not a big drinker. That's just like, Jimmy just catches me on the nights when I am.
Yeah, like, you're really not. But I come home, and he's just like, dude, like, we should go out. And I was like, and I shit you not, like, there, I see a pair of jeans on my bed and a pair of my comfy shorts, and I had a decision to make of, like, do I stay in or do I go out, you know, like, the clash. And, I decided to go out with Stretch. We originally were thinking about going to St. James. Then we're like, let's just do like a little drive by St. James. Two cars in the parking lot. We're like, no.
Yeah, it looked boring.
Yeah. So we go to Hearts, and we get there, and like there's like that band playing What I Got and shit. And then like, I don't think there was a cover. Was there a cover? Jesus Christ.
I actually don't think so that night.
I don't think there was, because we got there a little late, like, yeah, we were like 11.
There. Yeah, we were there kind of late.
And, like, I run into people who I know. That's, like, no fucking shocker. Like, I always, especially at Hearts. So, anyway, Eric was like, I need a cigarette. And I was just like, all right, dude. Like, I don't know. Eric, well, you don't have social anxiety, but...
No, I totally do.
Okay, well, fine, you do.
Like, I don't care. Everyone, I mean, whatever. No, I have it.
Yeah, and a lot of people have it. But, like, I just remember you were like, I could sense it. I was like, we need to get a home base going, and then we can be
fine. I mean, it hits me sometimes weirdly out of nowhere. I don't know why. Like, I can go into, you know, social environments and be 100% fine, but then there's other times where, you know, if there's a little, you know, a little something involved, I might walk in and I'll be like, fuck.
Why did I do that?
Like, fuck, I don't know. I can't talk right now.
I think it, and I can only imagine it's even worse when I'm running into people who I know.
Dude, you know everybody. Bro, I'll go places with Jimmy and we'll get there together and I'm like the sad puppy. Like, I don't fucking know anybody, bro. Like, I'm like, I don't talk to fucking anyone. I'm such an introvert. And, like, Jimmy's just like, oh, hey, what up to fucking everybody. And, dude, you disappear and I just, like, I'm like, fuck, guess I'll go fucking sit in the fucking back and chain smoke for 2 hours until you decide to show up. So it's like, what do you do when you don't know anyone? Well, I guess you just smoke cigarette after cigarette after cigarette, and hopefully someone fucking comes and talks to you. Welcome to my life.
Just smoke.
Meanwhile, you're always like, oh, Stretch, no, you have it so, it's easy for you, man, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you can go and talk to whoever. And it's like, no,
we're talking about girls when we talk about that.
That's true.
Eric, still. Eric is in my top three most handsome boys list. Like, Eric is a handsome man. He's a tall sip of water, you know. But we were going, and then, like, I told Stretch, all right, let's go outside, let's have a cigarette, let's just, you know, calm the nerves. And we do, and we're talking, and then we go outside, and there's my friend. We'll just say, okay, my friend was out there, and then. It was like uncle was also with her, and then I was just like,
what the fuck is going on?
His uncle is also out there. He's like this tall guy with like a red polo.
Oh yeah, this shit,
dude. Okay.
Oh no, yeah, this fucking old guy mouthing off to me. This fucking guy comes up to me and asks me if I'm like, starts saying some German shit to me. I hate that, dude. I hate that. People think because I'm as white as they fucking come with blonde hair and blue eyes that I'm some kind of Nazi, and I really don't like that. And it's especially because the only people who ever come at me like that are other white people, and it's like...
Dude, yeah, no, so...
That sets me off, dude.
So this guy comes up to Stretch, and he's just like, yo, sprachen Sie Deutsch, you know? And then Eric's like, excuse me? And I'm like... yeah, no, Eric here is born here and he's American. And then
that guy asked me if I was American. I was like, are you fucking American?
Dude. And then he's just like, you look like Norwegian or German. And now he looked up to Eric and I was like, take it as a compliment, dude. Take it as a fucking compliment. Like, and then like, that was just the end of that. So her uncle was like super fucking weird. And
yeah, then that was weird.
Yeah. He was weird. And then after that, we're just like, you want to fuck it. We're going to go inside. So me and Eric find a nice spot at the bar. My buddy Mark, who's awesome.
Yeah. That was a ton of fun.
Yeah. And then, we noticed that there's Antique Roadshow on, and there's like this little gun, this tiny little Sherlock Holmes gun. And I'm just like, Stretch, how much do you think that is? And then Stretch is like, I don't know. $35K. And I'm like, no fucking. And by the way, $35K is kind of, I'm pulling it out thin air because I don't remember the exact number. $35K actually does sound pretty.
I think I said $13K.
$13K?
I think I said $13K.
So, and I'm like, no way, dude. That's like $1,000. And then, like, Mark, our buddy Mark comes over and he's just like, I agree. That's like about like $1,200, maybe like $1,100. And Stretcher's like on the fucking nose with it. And then we're like, all right, next one. All right, fine. And it was like a painting.
And then like, I'm like $27K.
And me and Mark are like $27,000. And we're like, no way. More like five. And then it was like 30 grand. And then like we once again lose to Eric. And then we're like, all right. So like now we're making a game out of it. We're like now.
Yeah, it became a competition.
It became like, a competition.
Who could guess the bet?
Yeah. And then so we also like I never watched Antique Roadshow before. This is my first time ever watching Antique Roadshow. And
really?
Yeah, that was my first time ever watching, and I had so much fun with it. Just
maybe it's all my Pawn Stars watching.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's the best I can do.
From being the D-bra. I haven't even watched that in a minute.
Hell yeah. But I don't know if y'all heard that. A big motorcycle can pop on by. You all know. Oh my God. So anyway, eventually though, we were like, we're like all invested in this shit. Like we're yelling out prices and stuff. The band's done. We're all just yelling out prices. And then at one point of Antique Roadshow, you decide if it's like upper or lower. Has it gone up in price or lower in price since like 2006 or something?
Yeah.
And then we're like side betting uppers or lowers. So like Eric would 9 times out of 10 guess the price right and we'd be wrong. And then me and Mark would be like upper or lower, is just shouting upper or lower, whatever. And we just had like a lot of fun with it. And then we realized that I walked in with like her uncle. And then we soon realized this dude is not her uncle.
Yeah, definitely not her uncle.
Because he was like, and if he was,
like, this dude could be your granddad.
Dude, so like this guy has got his hands all over this chick. And then we're like, what the fuck, dude?
Ooh,
and
I'm sure is of age, but looks like she's like, could be
pretty young. Yeah, no, like she's a petite woman.
Yeah.
You know? And then, so anyway, the bartender's like, yo, dude, like, can you, like, get her over by you guys? Just because, like, this guy's giving me weird vibes. So I'm like, of course, dude. So then I lean over by the bar and I yell at the top of my lungs, hey, get over here. I have something to tell you. And then she came over and now she's like, why don't you chill by us for, like, a little bit? And then she's in with the game with us with Antique Roadshow. And then she, like, gets something right. And I remember she was, like, standing on a little foot part of the bar. And then Uncle Grossy comes over and
Uncle
like
Red Polo.
Uncle Red Polo.
Fucking red shirted ass.
Red shirted ass comes over and like puts his hands on her. And I am, and like at this point, dude, so like this is the first one. And then so I remember I slapped his hands away and I was like, yo, that's my friend. Like don't touch her. You know, like hands off. Whatever. And then he decides to like sit one over from Eric's seat. And then Eric comes back from the bathroom. And then and then he's like, hey guys, where are there any good strip clubs around here? And me and Eric are like, what the fuck, dude? And then like, we're talking about, Eric's like, yeah, I guess like Polecats, you know, like the most renowned, like.
Yeah, I was like, I guess go there.
He's like, yeah. And then he's like, what's Polecats? And then Eric's like, dude, it's a strip club. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? You know, you're like getting in his fucking face, dude. You're like, dude.
No, he pissed me off earlier.
I know.
Yeah, he pissed me
off. And then like this guy eventually just like vamosed. And then,
I just couldn't believe the dude didn't get the hint when I like responded to him the way I did outside. And then he has the balls to come back and sit next to me at the bar. It's like, I don't think you know who you're like
talking to.
You better stop, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's fucking stupid. No, dude, fuck that guy. Uncle Red Shirted Ass. That's not cool. But, dude, yeah, man. But, dude, you know what? If you could believe it, we're going to wrap this puppy up.
Yeah, is it about time?
It's an hour, dude.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Well, what do you know?
Well, what'd you look at that? But, you know what, dude? Stretch, I forget. Are you streaming anymore, dude?
I haven't recently just because I've been busy with school and stuff. But, man, I keep saying I want to again. I'm going to. I will. I just, it's hard to find the time.
I get that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, dude? It's like, if you guys go on Twitch, maybe just keep an eye out for
Stretch.
Like,
I mean, even support anyone on Twitch, man. Like,
look at you.
Like I was going to say, like, go support people on Twitch.
Hell yeah, brother.
They deserve it. A lot of them do.
Love it. Well, here, my name is Jamie again. That's where you say your name.
Oh, I'm Stretch.
I'm Stretch, yo. And this is Mouth Breather Podcast, episode 13, season 3.
And featuring Stepdaddy.
Stepdaddy Stretch. Pat will be on next week, don't worry. But you all have a great fucking week, and don't forget to pod on, and see you later, everyone. Stretch.
Ayo, Jen.
How do you feel about them horse girls?
I ain't fucking with no horse girls.
Ain't living in a horse world.
Ain't living in a horse world. I ain't fucking with no horse girl. Dude.
That was the best. We're talking about horse girls.
I say nay.
Nay to the horse
girls. Nay to the horse girls. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
That was so fucking funny. Dude, I was talking about in the last episode how me and you come up with our little raps all the fucking
They're
time.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
I like them.
We're like, we're talking about, what the fuck did you say earlier? It's like, all the AC comes and my wallet.
Something like that.
Something along those lines. Oh, man. Yeah, so this is all I wanted for the B-roll.
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 Bees nuts.
Bees nuts. Can't bees nuts these days. That's awesome.
Lost my pop filter.
All right.
Hold on. Y'all hear this? Never mind. I didn't squeak again.
It's not squeaking.
It's supposed to squeak. Don't worry. You'll get an unexpected squeak at some time throughout the episode.
For sure. All right, here, let's, are we gonna...